following has been pre-recorded for your listening and dancing pleasure.
This Doug and Danny podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
At the Van Heusen sale at JCPenney, it's easy to up your style quotient with a brand like Van Heusen. Dress shirts are an incredible $19.99. No iron sports shirts, $19.99. And cotton-rich polos, $21.99. Head to the men's store inside JCPenney or visit jcp.com/Van Heusen. Plus, JCPenney and Van Heusen have teamed up to give you the power to vote. Visit jcp.com/fanschoice to vote for who you want to see in the Pro Football Hall of Fame. JCPenney. Some exclusions apply. Offer ends October 30th.
Information is power.
It's valuable.
Mid-sized businesses rely on it.
Because we are the engines of a smarter planet.
We need data to be stored and secure.
We need easy access to it. From anywhere, anytime.
Introducing cloud-based backup, managed by IBM.
It provides enterprise-level protection.
Without the added costs.
That's smarter business on a smarter planet.
Services started under $3 per user per month. Visit IBM.com/backup. Prices are subject to change by IBM without notice.
At the KXPN Studios News Desk, I'm Merritt Lawson. Local radio hosts Doug Duda and Big Daddy Tony Davis will no longer have speaking roles on Wednesdays. Due to Big Red Lunch's Loperlink and Bob Jensen, there's just no more room in the show for them.
Au contraire, bonjour.
You know we couldn't keep the guys out of the show. So despite a busy show, the guys will get you ready for all your favorite high school teams, your UNK Lopers, and the Nebraska Huskers. Now live at one of your Big Red Lunches, here's Doug Duda and Big Daddy Tony Davis.
And good morning, everyone. Welcome to another edition of the Doug and Daddy Show at Husker Lunch Wednesday here on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. We're glad to have you along with us at Cunningham's Journal. We had such a great crowd when we were here a couple of weeks ago. We hope you come on back and enjoy Sean Callahan of HuskersIllustrated.com today. That gets underway at 12 noon, enough time for you to come in just before noon or at noon, get your lunch ordered. The food here has been so great the last, or both times, I guess we should say, that we've been here at Cunningham's for the Husker lunch. It's outstanding. It's pocket change that you can find on your couch, like $5, and you're going to get some great food, and we'll tell you about that in a little bit as well. Sean will join us on the Doug and Daddy Show, just in case you can't make it, but we invite you to come down. It's free. You order your lunch. That's the only thing you got to pay for here today, and you enjoy Husker football talk. Coming up beside Sean Callahan today, the state football playoffs begin tomorrow. Bob Jensen of Huskerland Prep Report is going to join us on the program today. Coming up in just a couple of minutes, Rick Squires, UNK volleyball coach, is going to join us as well as our Loper Link segment continues on this Wednesday program. So a lot to talk about. The NBA got underway last night. You just heard Dwight Howard here on ESPN Radio. I don't care. Do you care? Email us, Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com. 8880 doesn't do it for me. I don't care who's playing in the basketball game. 8880 doesn't do it for me. Give me 124, 122. Then I'll tune in. Then I'll watch a little NBA basketball. Don't give me 8880 and tell me those are the two best teams in the East because you got 71 more games to watch defensive basketball. No. Not exciting. Not fun to watch. 8880, get rid of it. Give me 124-22 like the Lakers and Rockets did in the West last night. And I have to throw this out, too. All you conspiracy theorists, here you go. The Lakers are already down 15 points in the second half, and then, magically, they come back and win the home opener as the defending champion. Shocking. It just seems that the NBA is way too predictable from time to time, and I think that's why it's lost a little of its appeal. Of course, here in Central Nebraska, the appeal is there are no NBA basketball teams. Denver's the closest, and, they're kind of good. Minnesota's not good anymore. And then you got to look at finding a team to root for. So give us your shout-out at ESPNSuperstation.com, the Doug and Daddy Show. Email Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com. Daddy not today. Apparently he did make it to Dallas yesterday to fix things up with the Cowboys after that Monday night debacle, and he is in serious meetings. He has sent me a text this morning that says, I have meetings. I have meetings is what it says. So I assume that means he is taking care of business with Jerry Jones, Wade Phillips, Jason Garrett, John Kitna now the quarterback, Marion Barber, Felix Jones, the defense. I assume that's what Daddy is doing, and he will be back in studio tomorrow. But right now, as we continue on from Cunningham's Journal and our Husker Lunch, we switch it over to the Loper side of things, and our Loper Link brought to you by National Bank of Kearney. Let Russ Smith help you with all your lending needs. You have the reasons, they have the loans. And by Garrett Tire, Treaded Appliance. Their tire specialists have over 5 decades of service in the Tri-City area. For more information on the Garrett Tire and Appliance, log on to GarrettTire.net or GarrettAppliance.com. And we are pleased to welcome in, fresh from a fall trip into the foliage of Shadron, Nebraska, UNK volleyball coach Rick Squires joins us. Coach, good morning.
Morning.
Well, I know that you told me yesterday that you probably wouldn't get up this early, but you do have to teach class. So you're probably happy that the match didn't last that long. And reading the Shadron State accounts, Shadron thought that they played well. Of course, here's a team that's only won a couple of matches all year. You went out, took care of business yet again.
Well, I thought they did play pretty well. I mean, I think you leave the match sometimes up there wondering how they've only won a couple. And, I spent a little bit of time talking with former UNK assistant women's basketball coach Tim Keneally. And he indicated to me that, this is the one game on their schedule that everybody shows up for. And, of course, they had a nice little crowd and, they were just having a good time trying to be as competitive as they could with us. And they did play pretty well. They dug a lot of balls, and they got some early blocks. And, our kids did a nice job of just kind of hanging in there and outlasting them a little bit.
Is that continue to be the case, and maybe it will be more so as you guys transition into the MIAA? We know Shadron's going to give you their best shot at Wayne State and maybe UNO and, in the day, Fort Hays. Is that still the case with the Colorado schools and the New Mexico schools?
I'm not sure about some of the other sports, but for the most part, it really still is for us. I mean, we go out to Western State and Gunnison, and, they're not having a great year either, but it's probably the biggest crowd they had all year, and they're all hyped up for us, and they hoop and holler when they score a point like, they won the match every time. And so, I think that's one of the things that amazes me about the kids that we have is they deal with that pretty well. And it just seems like wherever we go, and that's probably the case any time that maybe you're nationally ranked and, somebody wants to try to knock you down a peg. So not sure that has anything to do with our conference necessarily, but it puts a bullseye on you, and, it tends to make your opponent kind of loosen up and play with reckless abandon and not worry about making mistakes. And generally teams play better when they do that. So in a lot of ways, we're glad to get some of those matches behind us. And really the last four we have on the schedule are all pretty difficult and against quality opponents.
Rick Squires, head volleyball coach at the University of Nebraska at Kearney, is joining us here on our Loper Link on the Doug and Daddy Show. Coach, we always kid Coach Morris on Mondays about the new name that seems to pop up. You had the opportunity with the way you're winning matches to get everybody involved, and Ashley Leitner kind of had a pretty good match for you last night.
Well, Ashley did play well, and she was she's a player that we had intended on redshirting early in the season. As a matter of fact, we held her out the first two weekends, and looked like that was going to be the game plan for her, but the way she had performed in practice, and considering that outside hitter is always a position of concern, especially in Division II, it just seems like one of those positions where Division I programs, they just snatch anybody up with any kind of size that looks like they show some potential to go out and swing on the left side. So we get a lot of those in-between players who, aren't 6'1", 6'2", who are still pretty good athletes, and Ashley is one of those, and she came on pretty well in practice to the point where we felt like, boy, between, Kelsey Werner and Ariel Krolikowski, we felt like we were in pretty good shape, but we better have a third one ready just by the nature of the position. It just seems like on a given night, that's a player who's either, they're either hot or they're not, or they're effective, or sometimes they're not very effective at all. And so Ashley was able to give us a little bit of depth there, and she played well last night, and that's going to be important for us down the stretch.
Leitner, 10 kills, 8 digs, and a block coming off the bench last night to UNK. Just for the fans out there, it's pretty amazing. This is their 40th consecutive RMAC victory. It's been over 2 years since they lost an RMAC match, and that came back at Western State in October of 2008. But you will get tested this weekend. Metro State has stayed in the top 25 most all of the season. They've been right between that 15 and 20 spot all season. They're 19th this week. They come in Friday. Regis comes in Saturday, the last two regular season home games, and then, of course, the big advantage getting to host the conference tournament. But talk about the matches this weekend.
Well, no question, this is a huge weekend for us. I mean, it's, you know, we're back at home finally. We're playing two quality opponents. We know Metro is, you know, I think we split votes with them or something as far as preseason number one in the league, and they knocked us out of the tournament last year. They got just about everybody back. They're very athletic. They have the preseason player of the year and Bree Morley on the outside who can just get up and swing, and so they pose a lot of problems for you. You know, typical Metro team, they always have kind of a late surge where they're playing well down the stretch, and you know, I think that's the case this year. They've kind of taken care of their business here the last 3 or 4 weeks, and you know, no doubt about it, they're coming in here probably feeling like if they're going to get back into this conference race with only two losses, that, you know, a win at our place would give them a chance to do that. So we're kind of looking at it on the flip side, figuring, you know, that's a chance for us to clinch the number one seed for all practical purposes. And so it's a huge match Friday, and then you know, win or lose, you got to turn around and get ready to play a pretty good Regis team Saturday in the afternoon. So very big weekend for Loper volleyball, and we're glad to be back in the Health and Sports Center. And it's also good to know that we're going to play some more at home when the conference tournament gets here.
Loper volleyball coach Rick Squires with us for just another minute. Overall, coach, it's been probably a month since we've had you on the program when you were getting ready for that epic matchup with Wayne State, who's co-number one, and you took him to five sets and had a chance probably to win that match. So are you pleased right now with where your ball club's at?
I think we are. I mean, you know, we've got kids that have worked hard all year. They have not required external motivation from the coaching staff. I think that's a credit to our five seniors who have played really the entire season with a sense of urgency. Even when we have not won a match, we've been extremely competitive, and they've fought to the very end. So very pleased with our roster, and, you know, even the kids who come off the bench or participate for the most part in practice, I mean, we've I think they've done just about everything we've asked them to do. I mean, we've got things we can do better, and, you know, on any given night, you know, there's things we do well and things that we struggle with, but I think all you ask as a coach is that players are committed, and they work hard, and they're playing for each other. So it's been a fun year and a fun group, and you know, I would encourage anybody who maybe hasn't had a chance to see them yet or has only seen them a few times, they're kind of a special group. I mean, these five seniors have done a whole lot of things here for UNK volleyball, and get out and see them while you can, because some of them, you know, they're the likes of players that don't come around here all the time.
Well, Rick, for the fans' perspective, I know you don't want to look ahead too much, but let's look ahead a little bit anyway. What's the best-case scenario for the regionals? The first rankings came out. You were number six, even though you're ninth in the country. We all know it is far and away the toughest regional out there. What do you see as the absolute best-case scenario for your ball club?
Well, I mean, you know, you'd like to think if we can continue to win here and find a way to win the conference tournament, I'd think we have an argument to say we're at least in the top half of this region, considering that our only regional loss, at least to this point, is a 3.5 set loss to Wayne State at their place in a match we actually scored more points than they did. So, you know, before we start squawking about that too much, I mean, we're going to take care of a little more business on the court. But if we can do that, I think... you got to consider us as being maybe one of the top four teams in this region anyway. But I think ultimately, especially in this region this year, you just want to get in. I mean, seven or eight teams are going to be capable of making their way through this region. It's going to be a stronger tournament than the Elite Eight by far, and you just want to be in there. I mean, I'm not sure you can look at the field right now, and you know, unless you got a chance to host, which would be an advantage for you. You really can't look at it and say, well, I hope we draw these guys or those guys, or we don't draw these guys, because really, you know, I think it's one of those tournaments that if you go in and play well, you can advance, and if you don't, you're going to be out pretty quick.
Well, a lot going on this weekend, but folks, if you get a chance, come out. If you want to think, if you think UNK has a conference rival, this is it. I mean, this team rallied from 2-0 down to beat the Lopers in the RMAC tournament finals and kind of really make a bad taste in the mouth. And earlier this year, UNK won out of Denver, but it was 26-24, 25-21, 29-27. So it's no given coming up for the Loper volleyball team on Friday. Let's get out there and cheer them on. And, Coach, last question before we let you out of here. Will going to the MIAA move you out of this region?
Well, it seems to me that it's going to. I mean, unless something changes with the regional format, but, you know, I have heard some whisperings that there is a chance that the MIAA would be moving into the same region with the Northern Sun, which is, you know, a nightmare scenario for all of us, because now you've got probably teams in the top 15 in the country who are not going to get into the tournament. So we're not going to worry about that quite yet. But I think that's on the table in some people's minds due to some of the realignments of the conferences, and they want some balance geographically and things like that. So, you know, it's always something, isn't it?
Well, I mean, when you're talking NCAA, idiocy is right up at the top of the table there. Well, Rick, we'll let you get back to work. Best of luck this weekend. We'll talk to you again as the postseason rolls around. Best of luck.
Thanks, Doug.
That's Rick Squires, ball coach at UNK, joining us on our weekly Loper Link. Of course, the soccer team is on the road to wrap up the regular season with games Friday and Sunday. The football team makes that lovely trip out to Western New Mexico for a contest Saturday at 1 o'clock. The basketball teams are continuing practice. They're just a couple of weeks away from starting their season. By the way, Hastings basketball, men and women, have their season opening games this weekend. The women are at home, the men are heading to York, and we'll talk more about that as the week progresses. Our Loper Link is brought to you by Garrett Tire, Trended Appliance. Their tire specialists have over five decades of service to the Tri-City area. For more information on the Garrett Tires and Appliances, check them out online at GarrettAppliance.com. And brought to you by Russ Smith at Charterwest National Bank of Kearney, offering all types of loans from new construction, home, commercial, and for the seniors, the reverse mortgage loan. You have the reasons, we have the loans at Charterwest National Bank. We are here at Cunningham's Journal. We invite you to join us. The Doug and Daddy Show up until noon. Sean Callahan, if you've been here before, you know how cool and how great and how much the food is just outstanding in the great Husker Talk. And Sean's back in Cunningham's. We've had the Texas game and the Oklahoma State game since we were last here at Cunningham. So we'll discuss that. We'll discuss why Nebraska played so much better, if you want to say that, last week than the previous week, and what to expect from Missouri. Sean Callahan of HuskersIllustrated.com is here. Come in for their Big Red Lunch special. Your choice of pulled pork, pulled chicken, or brisket sandwich, only $5. If you want the French dip, it's $6. And how about barbecue ribs? You get four great ribs for $5. It's served with baked beans and potato salad. It is outstanding, and it is very economically priced. Come out for lunch. Slide in a little bit before noon, at noon, 12, 10. Whenever you can come in, whenever you have to leave, we'll be wrapped up by 1 o'clock. So it's informal, and that's why we love it here at Cunningham's. Come in, have something to drink, enjoy your food, talk some Husker football with Sean Callahan. He's here to answer all your questions. And when we come back, we're going to swing over to the high school side of things. Bob Jensen of Huskerland Prep Report will join us. All that and a whole lot more coming up after this on the Doug and Daddy Show.
Our pre-holiday sale is on at Garrett Appliances in Kearney, Broken Bow, and Cozad. Check out the new ultra-capacity Frigidaire Affinity 7-cubic-foot electric dryer. Match that with Affinity 4.2-cubic-foot front-load washer. For a limited time, both machines are $7.99 each, including free pedestals at Garrett Appliances. Find out more at GarrettAppliance.com.
Get the Garrett guarantee. Garrett Appliances.
When pain strikes, put on a Salon Pause pain relief or arthritis patch and join the pain-free movement. Salon Paws is the only FDA-approved over-the-counter pain relief patch. Two powerful active ingredients go right where it hurts, reducing inflammation and relieving mild to moderate pain for up to 12 hours. Millions are joining the pain-free movement. Now, it's your turn. Salon Paws.
Salon Paws.
Available at CVS Pharmacy, Walgreens, Rite Aid, and Duane Reade.
Live from Progressive.
Flo again, talking about something dear to my heart.
Saving money.
And we have Marcy.
Hi, can I really find other car insurance companies' rates on Progressive.com?
Sure can. It makes rate shopping fast and saving as easy as pie.
Oh, it's got to be easier than that. Ever tried making a pecan pie?
It can get soupy.
Visit Progressive.com to compare rates and start saving today. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and its affiliates, Mayfield Village, Ohio. Comparison rates not available in Massachusetts and certain other states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
If the sounds of hundreds of big bikes pulling into the Adams County Fairgrounds at Hastings this weekend doesn't get your attention, then drop it into gear and come on out to the all-new Halloween Bike Show and Swap Meet Saturday from 10 to 7, Sunday from 10 to 4. With live music, a mechanical bull, wall-to-wall vendors, and some special treats for the kids, there's something for everyone. Hundreds of killer custom bikes and their builders will be there showing off their stuff. Bring out some non-perishable food, kids' coats, clothing, and toiletries as we give a hand up to the Crossroads Rescue Mission. Admission is only $5. Kids 12 and under are free. Saturday, you can watch the Husker game on big screen TVs provided by Premier Rental and Purchase of Hastings. All while you check out the world-class bikes vying for best display, people's choice, and best of show trophies. The Hastings VFW will be there with food and adult beverages after the show Saturday. Party and dance with live music from the OK Sisters. For more information, go to HastingsHalloweenBikeShow.com. It's the all-new Halloween Bike Show and Swap Meet at the Adams County Fairgrounds in Hastings, Saturday 10 to 7, Sunday 10 to 4.
When you need comfort and guidance the most, it's reassuring to know our family at Horner, Liskey, McBride, and Kuehl Funeral and Cremation Services is at hand. With our experience, compassionate care, and trusted facility, we are available to serve your family in any way possible. If you are in need of a helping hand, contact Horner, Liskey, McBride, and Kuehl Funeral and Cremation Services in Kearney at 237-2259, where our family is dedicated to honoring your family for generations.
It's a battle of the underdogs in the 106 World Series.
The Texas Rangers.
The upstart Texas Rangers captured their first ever American League pennant.
And the San Francisco Giants
haven't won a championship in 56 years and never in the city by the bay. Follow the Giants and Rangers, the World Series. Brought to you in part by the Midway Auto Group. Think Midway.com on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation.
The Texas Rangers.
1460.
And the San Francisco Giants.
At 1550.
Look for windy conditions to persist as we have your day today. A wind advisory is in effect for west winds 30 to 35 miles per hour with highs near 54 degrees. From the Weather Eye Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Colin Witherow.
Right now, 52.
Your Lunch Wednesday live at Cunningham's Journal here in Kearney. Stop by and see us on the north side of the break as we've got Sean Callahan from HuskersIllustrated.com on hand this week to answer all your Husker questions, talk Nebraska football, recruiting. Nebraska picked up a wide receiver recruit that's only listed as a two-star yesterday, but a big commit, national commit tonight in Aaron Green, running back. Could he be coming to Nebraska? Nebraska, Texas, Florida State, California appear to be the four schools. His brother, of course, goes to school, plays for the Huskers, and we'll talk to Sean about that. All your questions will be answered. He'll talk about last week's Oklahoma State game, this week's Missouri game, and a whole lot more. So come and join us. Have lunch, pulled pork, pulled chicken, brisket sandwiches, barbecue ribs, French dip, whatever you want, served with baked beans and potato salad here today for lunch at Cunningham's. Brought to you by Complete Nutrition with their fall kickoff special. Check out all of their protein powders, just 30% off. For a limited time, 30% off all protein powders at Complete Nutrition in Kearney. They have specially designed protein powders designed to get results, and there's one for you, the V-Core. It's the highest protein and amino acid ratio for absorption, energy, and recovery. Maintains and hardens muscles. It's perfect for the ladies, too. There's the Titan, premium protein blend for maximum performance, absorption, and recovery. 265 calories, 45 grams of protein per scoop, which is five times the protein for max performance, and then there's the Goliath. For those wanting to build more muscle mass, Goliath provides three sources of carbohydrates for sustained release. It's 690 calories,
45 grams of protein. If you're not sure which one works best for you, then talk to one of their trained professionals. Complete Nutrition, located north of Sun Mart in Kearney, or call 338-1FIT, 338-1FIT, and all the information you need is online at CompleteNutrition.com.
It's time now for this week's high school football preview on the Doug and Daddy Show with Bob Jensen of Huskerland Prep Report.
He's got game.
From the worldwide headquarters in Central City, America, Huskerland Prep editor Bob Jensen, as we head into our favorite time of the year, the state playoffs. Robert, good morning.
Good morning, Duda. How are you?
Well, I'm confused. Give me your World Series pick.
Confused. Boy, there's a news flash. You confused. Here's the deal. If San Francisco wins tonight, it could be a sweep for San Francisco. Too much pitching. Pitching wins in the postseason. Take San Francisco, which should pretty much guarantee a sweep by the Texas Rangers. We'll see how that, works out.
Bob, that's kind of what I was thinking. Whoever wins tonight is going to win this baby in five. I guess we'll find out. It is our Husker Lunch today at Cunningham's Journal. And for our members of the ESPN Super Fan Club, check out your email today. An exclusive offer for a chance to win some tickets. Print that out. Bring it with you today to our Husker Lunch here at Cunningham's Journal in the loft in Kearney. Bob, interesting. I joked with you via email. I look back at your preseason publication, and I'm one of those guys that say, why make preseason predictions if you don't go back and look at those when it is the postseason?
I hate guys like you, Duda, but go ahead.
Well, you did very well, sir. I mean, the top teams are still the top teams, and you know, you get down to 7, 8, 9, and 10. There's always going to be some mixing around, but you have to feel pretty pleased, and there really hasn't been that much of a shakeup this year. We've talked about the teams that haven't been winning, but that doesn't put them into the top 10, and the powerhouses are still the powerhouses.
Yeah, that's true. You know, depth is hard to come by. I'm starting to sound like a coach, but depth is hard to come by, not just on teams, but in classes. And the one thing that's true of almost every class, and the possible exception, strangely enough, might be an A, the real depth in each class is suspect, I suspect. I think you can pretty clearly identify the top four and five teams right now. There seems to be some separation. And I was talking to one of the D1 coaches this morning who coaches one of the teams I think that separated itself in that class. And, you know, he even kind of said the same thing, which, you know, coaches don't often say. Of course, he did have the good common decency to say it off the record, but he said it looked to him like you got two in the East and you got two in the West, and you know, it looks like that's where the quarterfinals are headed, even at this early stage. So whether or not it all plays out, don't know, but it sure looks like you can put your thumb on the top teams fairly easily right now.
Bob Jensen of Huskerland Prep joining us here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Before we kind of break down some of the interesting first round matchups, which class is the most jumbled? And from that I mean, you've got Crofton, who's the number team in the state. They're fourth in the West. Could have been an East team. They're fourth in the West, and that means maybe a matchup with St. Cecilia in the semifinals. You've got Sargent, who's unbeaten in a top three D2, but they're a four seed in the West. Where do you see the most jumbled up mess, if that's the right word, in any of these classes?
Well, frankly, it's spread across all of them. And some of these teams have got a chance to prove things wrong. I think the one thing that most people, or at least some people, maybe I'm the only person, would agree with is that those NSAA point standings, they're a nice thing to have, and you got to have some sort of barometer to get your T-shirt that says you got in the playoffs. But I don't know that numerically it's exactly the you know, most sound way. I mean, if you want to tell me that Sargent is anything but the top seed in the West, really? And as far as Crofton goes, they'll have a chance to prove itself. And so will Eustace Farnham. I've been fielding a couple questions about Eustace Farnham. What do you know about Eustace Farnham? Number one seed in the West. That's a good football team. I don't think there's anybody that's got them rated as the number one team in the West. They'll certainly have every chance to prove that. It's a dangerous team. It's an athletic team. But I'll tell you what, so's Mullen. And Mullen got a mouthful of Sargent last week, and I you know, those numbers, you got to have something to go by. So I'm glad they're out there, but really, there's there are seeming inconsistencies between what we perceive to be true in terms of, you know, team strength and whatnot, and those NSAA numbers. But they all are going to get us to the same place in five games, so let's just get after it.
All right, Bob Jensen joins us here on Huskerland from Huskerland Prep on the Doug and Daddy Show. Let's do our best to get through this in the best fashion that we can, Robert. Let's start with Thursday games, and we'll come back to A and B on Friday. Class C1, give me your overall view here. Interesting game and maybe a prediction of I don't know if you want to predict finals. I know it's coming out in your magazine this week, but C1, most interesting thing about C1.
To me, the game that I find most appealing, if I chose only one to go see, it's got nothing to do with who's going to win state. I want to see your Ord Chanticleers play the Kimball Longhorns. I mean, what Ord has done, we got a story up on the web this morning with 20 kids, is unbelievable. Six wins, Mark Hagee steps in, takes over as coach. That was a big deal. I mean, say what you will, that was a big deal. And Kimball, one of those great stories. I guess I've got a soft spot in my heart for those guys because I interviewed Kendall Ferguson and Jake Dom back in the preseason. They were just certain they were going to be the team that would break through, and they did. They snapped an 11-year no playoff streak, and that'll be a fun game. One of the games I'm going to get to see, Duda, I'm going to stop in and see a little bit of St. Cecilia and Bayard. Not clearly. Don't take anything for granted. But it would seem that St. Cecilia is – yeah, get there early. But the thing – I do want to see the Stewart kid. Brandon Stewart's a quarterback at Bayard, and earlier this year he did – granted, against Bridgeport, but he did set a single-game 11-man passing record for something like 445 yards. Mm-hmm. So be kind of fun, a little bit of a novelty there. But those are a couple things. The first round, it's tough to find great games simply because, you know, it's not really set up to provide us great games, I don't feel. It's set up to provide us great games in the next round and the rounds thereafter. So, you know, Ogallala is the number one seed out in the West, and I think people are going to find out a whole lot more about Ogallala here. I thought that was an awfully emphatic way to end the regular season, the way they handled Gothenburg. And, you know, as far as the West goes, you know, Milford, our friends down in Minden, I know they're listening in the lunchroom. They got to see Milford. I know they'd like to play Milford again, but the fact is nobody's beat Milford. And I'm still not quite sure they're the best team in the East. I mean, Norfolk Catholic, to me, is clearly the best team in C1. But we'll see how far those top seeds can get.
You touched on C2 just a little bit. You also have an article up on the web about Archbishop Bergen because they're the number one seed in the East, and everybody thinks St. Cecilia and Crofton might be the two best teams. Throw those three out and gives you 29 other football teams. Is there one other story in C2, somebody that maybe had some injuries and is playing better now? Is there any other storyline in C2?
Well, strangely enough, a team that's played well in spite of an injury is Aquinas. And strangely enough, I have seen bits and pieces of Aquinas the last couple of weeks. I say bits and pieces because, frankly, I get there in the second half and their varsity's all gone. They've been just beating the crap out of people. And the thing is that they are minus a kid by the name of Nate Rowe, who was in our preseason magazine, a returning All-Stater, blew out his ACL in the second week of the season. And they haven't missed him much. You know, that's hard to believe that you've got a two-way starter that's an All-State caliber player on both sides of the ball, but Aquinas has just been, you know, lights out. Their only loss is to Bergen. They on a soggy field on a Saturday back in the early part of the season. But I'll tell you what, Aquinas looks good. I talked to Coach Ron Mimick here earlier in the week. They rotate 20 guys on offense and 16 guys on defense. Now, you know, are all 36 of those guys all state caliber? I no. But, you know, that kind of depth, you know, that's certainly going to pay dividends, especially when we get here in the postseason and the schedule's so condensed, which is another problem I have. We should play all of our teams should play once a week to savor the playoffs, but that's another story for another time.
Bob Jensen of Huskerland Prep here on the Doug and Daddy Show. We have our Husker Lunch going on today. Sean Callahan will be speaking to the folks. Come out and join us at Cunningham's Journal and talk Husker football, get a great lunch, and let's move into Class D, Bob. Always fun. This is where the majority of our teams, the farther west you go, obviously, the more Class D1 and D2 schools there are out there. There's the Howell story in D2, but I think there's a lot more interesting matchups in the first and second round here in D. Give me something here in D that intrigues you.
Well, like we did talk just briefly earlier, there seems like there's four teams that have separated themselves. Creighton and Overton out in the West. It seems strange to talk about Creighton in the West, but that's how the bracket fell. And then Bancroft and West Point CC in the East. West Point CC scored 80 points in a ball game this year. That was the fifth lowest number of points they scored in a game this year. Which speaks probably more to the schedule than anything else. But they do have a kid by the name of Anthony Ritter, who Nebraska is actually looking at as a possible recruited walk-on. Their only loss was to Howells in the first week of the season, and that was a game that Ritter didn't play in. When I look in the West, you know, I want to say my beloved Bobcats at South Loup can be a factor. I think they're going to get out of the first round. I think they've got a chance to win the second game. That is a possibility. A team that catches my eye, though, and we wrote about them, I don't know if it's up yet or not, on the web, is Extel. A local team that, you know, just new coach, new players, new everything, come out, get bombed on the first week of the season, lose three out of their first four. You kind of lose track of them a little bit. They start to right the ship a little bit, and then they really jump up and get Kennesaw last week. And granted, that's maybe not going to decide the state championship, but it certainly is a springboard for a program that's proven itself to be a playoff, not just a playoff contender, but a team that's been successful in the playoffs. And, you know, if you're going to go with the assumption that Extel and Overton both advance out of the first round, which I think they will, you know, maybe Extel can make things interesting with Overton. We'll see. I mean, the way Overton's playing right now, they look like they're really the best team in the West, and maybe by a ways. We'll see. Creighton is undefeated. They've had a couple scares, but at the same time, they battled some injuries at midseason, and now they seem to be completely healthy. So maybe they are legit as a number one seed. We'll find out.
Yeah, Axtell had a chance to do their volleyball last night, and although they have made playoff runs with two or three losses in the past, and have done that time and time again, as you said, new coaches, new kids, and it appears that there's some bad news and that Benson, the quarterback, may be out, and he may be out for some time. So that may switch things up there for Axtell. Let's go to the big boys in A and B. Let's start with Class A. Give me your thoughts first on the Kearney and Grand Island games. Can either one advance?
Sure they can. Sure they can. And for the same
question.
No. Hear me out now. Here, and we're not talking about, you know, end of time miraculous, you know, parents type of thing here. The thing is, Kearney has, and we talked about it earlier, walked a high wire act all year. And frankly, I think they've got a they may even have a tougher draw than what Grand Island has.
Yeah.
And Creighton's prep has played well against a good schedule, as it always does. You know, you wonder, you know, this is Coach Jaworski, Coach Tom Jaworski, who, if I'm not mistaken, coached Abe Lincoln at halfback when he was a rookie coach. This is his last shot, his last go-around. You wonder if maybe his team isn't going to maybe try and, you know, send him out with a big old playoff run. Kearney's an underdog, but Kearney's found a way to be competitive against teams that looked like they were better anyway. Kearney's got some nice wins, and they are at home. And, you know, as good as Coach Jaworski is, and he's proven to be one of the greatest coaches that our sport's ever seen, you know, Brandon Cool and his staff know their way around. And what I would always do, Duda, what I would always do if I was Kearney, I would put the game plan in the hands of Steve Cherry. Now, Steve, as we all know, is an assistant coach there for Kearney High. And I'm kidding when I say that. The last thing I would do is turn to Cherry for anything other than a pat on the back. But now, there, I've mentioned Steve Cherry. The thing about Grand Island, they can score points. And, you know, losing Kawada is really tough. I mean, I actually saw that play. I was down at that game. I walked into the stadium. That was the very first play I saw. And, you know, seeing it from the sideline, you know, he stretched out. It was a beautiful catch. Stretched out, and the talk on the sideline was that, you know, maybe landed on the ball. Well, obviously, it turned out to be much more than that. Foltz is hurt, and so, you know, it's probably a long shot, but Grand Island's offense has shown an ability to move the ball, and if they can put some points on the board, they've got a shot. We'll see what happens.
Bob, just a minute or two left here, so let's wrap things up. We still want to get your thoughts on B, but in A, nobody, none of the Millard schools went and ran the table. There were some upsets there. Give me your picks in Class A and Class B, because we know in Class B the West is absolutely loaded.
Yeah. Well, here's the deal. As far as A goes, you know, Burke really impressed me last week, because not only did they beat Millard West, they stood toe-to-toe to Millard West, and as far as I'm concerned, elevated their whole game. They've got the single most dynamic offensive player in the state in Jimmy Forsythe. He's their quarterback. He is an incredible talent. You know, he is going to make them a threat to win every time out. I still think Millard South the team to beat. They learned a lesson against Millard North. We'll see what happens. But as far as Class B goes, yeah, it's just everybody, you know, you knew it was coming, but it still kind of stinks to look down and see Crete and Aurora on the same side of the bracket. Those two apparently, they seem to be, to me, clearly the best two teams in the state. But the thing to keep aware of is that Blair, which won 10 games last year, has only lost once. It's a game they gave away to Elkhorn back in the second week of the season. They haven't lost since. They've still got Ryan Randall, who ran for 2,700 yards last year. So that's a good football team. I think Boys Town's kind of scary on that side of the bracket. We'll see what happens. But, you know, we've got Aurora, you know, as our number one team. So I guess if you're asking me to pick who I think wins, I think it's Aurora.
Looking for the three-peat. We talked to Coach Hubert on the show yesterday, and Bob, as always, we appreciate it. We'll catch up with you again probably tomorrow night on the Scoreboard Show, as we always do on KKPR, and next week as we get ready for the second round of the playoffs. Enjoy the games, my friend.
Yeah, absolutely, dude. Good talking with you. Have a good call tomorrow.
Thanks, buddy. Bob Jensen, Huskerland Prep. Pick up the magazine. Go on the website, huskerlandpreps.rivals.com. and find out all the information. And if you're trying to feed the kids before the game, after the game, maybe during the game on the sidelines, do it with Godfather's and save a little money at godfatherspizza.com. Go online and get your coupons anytime to save money on the delicious pizza from Godfather's. Their lunch buffet is served 7 days a week for just $6.50, including the salad bar, from 11 to 2. That includes Saturday and Sunday. Plus, for pickup or delivery, 234-9444. 234-9444. Their luxurious, huge dining rooms. They've got two of them now up at their new location on 2nd and 42nd Street in the Archway Plaza. Always got the sports on TV, so you can find out the very latest at fatherspizza.com. And we will be back as we continue on this Wednesday program. Sean Callahan is going to join us for a couple of minutes. Our Husker Lunch going on this Wednesday at Cunningham's Journal. Stop by and join us for lunch and talk Husker football. We're back with more after this.
Hey, everybody, this is Mike Greenberg, and I want to make sure you're aware of a new, better way to have business meetings. The old way, you need to be on the phone, or you needed to be looking face-to-face with another person. But the new, better way, you can meet clients and colleagues online with GoToMeeting. It's like meeting in person, but it takes less time, and it's much less expensive. You start your meeting with just a click. Everyone can see your computer desktop on their computer screen, so they can follow along as you move from page to page. Use GoToMeeting to host a sales presentation, product demo, or training session, and with GoToMeeting, brought to you by Citrix, you can host as many meetings as you want for one low flat rate. I've seen this thing. It's unbelievable, and here's how you can get it. For our listeners only, you can try GoToMeeting absolutely free for 30 days. That's a month of unlimited online meetings absolutely free, and here's how you do it. Visit GoToMeeting.com, click the Try It Free button, and use the promo code Mike. That's GoToMeeting.com. Try it free, and don't forget the promo code Mike.
About 80 years before the seeds for the trees that produce the lumber that they sell now were even planted, Mead Lumber was born in Nebraska. Like the trees, Mead Lumber locations have sprouted all over. The latest is just east of Kearney. Contractors will appreciate veteran lumberman Ron Frederick and his decades of experience in problem solving. Heading up the Mead team, Mead Lumber, on the way to the industrial park, East 39th, cleverly located beneath the big red Mead Lumber sign.
ESPN Radio Superstation 1460 and 1550 Weather Eye Weather is brought to you by Farm Bureau Insurance agents Rich Peters and Matt Myers on North 2nd Avenue in Kearney. At Farm Bureau Financial Services, our approach to insurance is simple. One policy for your home, cars, motorcycle, all your toys. One premium for simplified bill paying. One deductible for all covered possessions damaged in a single occurrence. all handled by your local Farm Bureau agents, Matt Myers and Rich Peters. See how simple insurance can be. Call Matt Myers and Rich Peters in Kearney today at 234-4922. That's 234-4922. Farm Bureau Members' Choice Policy issued by Farm Bureau Mutual Insurance Company and Western Agricultural Insurance Company. Securities and services offered through Equitrust Marketing Services, LLC. Affiliate, Farm Bureau Financial Services.
Look for windy conditions to persist as we have your day today. A wind advisory is in effect for west winds 30 to 35 miles per hour with highs near 54 degrees. From the Weather Eye Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Colin Witherow.
Right now, 52.
Like we always do at this time, I go for mine, I get to shine. Now throw your hands up in the sky.
Don't forget that Wednesday night is Burger Night at your spot, O'Malley's, the downtown Kearney Center. $2 burgers, $1.50 fries, or onion chips, which is just the most popular thing that they have. There are $1.50 draws as well from 5 to 8:30. Enjoy Burger Night at O'Malley's. It's been a downtown Kearney tradition for years and years and years. Come down and enjoy the happy hour. Say hi to Bethany, Shannon, the entire gang. Wish Riz a happy birthday if you see him this week. He's now 47. Wednesday night. Every Wednesday, Burger Night from 5 to 8:30, $2 burgers, $1.50 fries and onion chips, and $1.50 draws at O'Malley's on the Brinks of the downtown Kearney Center. See them today and enjoy your Wednesday evening. They're showing what has happened on this date in history as far as the World Series. This was the day back in 1985 where Don Denkinger made the absolute perfect call in the Royals-Cardinals game. Got it right, no problem. Willie Wilson was definitely safe. And the Royals won Game 6 to win 2-1 and then destroyed them 11-0 in Game 7 on what was a Sunday night final back in 1985. Now, on the other thing, this was also the date that the Yankees won their first World Series in, 20 years when they came back from 2-0 down to beat the Braves 4-2, and that happened on this date as well. The World Series gets underway tonight right here on ESPN Radio 1460 and 1550. Pregame at 6, first pitch is just after 7 o'clock. I'm going to take the Rangers in five. That's going to be my prediction. We've got to make a prediction. I'm going to take the Rangers in five to win the World Series. Cliff, he seems like he's the man. Lincecum's been able to give up a run or two, and we'll see if Texas Bats can get there. Hamilton knocks one out of the ballpark, and Texas can win the World Series at home in game five. It's a lot more fun to win it at home than on the road. Sean Callahan of HuskersIllustrated.com going to join us here in just a couple of minutes. We are at our Husker Lunch on Wednesday. Invite you to come up. Bring your friends, bring the folks from the office, send them an email, let them know, give them a call, and slide on down here. Sean, in about 15 minutes, is going to talk to the folks, and they've got great lunch specials today. Pulled pork sandwich, brisket sandwich, pulled chicken sandwich. Big Daddy has tried them all and did it in one thing. How about French dip or barbecue ribs? They're served with baked beans and potato salad, all between $5 and $6, depending on which one you pick. Here for lunch today at Cunningham's on the break. Town Kearney Center for our Husker Lunch. For just a sec, want to talk some volleyball. Former Huskers Jordan Larson and Nancy Metz will each represent the United States at the upcoming World Championships. Two of 14 players selected. The United States is ranked second in the world behind top-ranked Brazil. They will begin the tournament October the 29th. They play in Japan. They have pool play games against Cuba, Germany, Kazakhstan, Thailand, and Croatia, and then the World Championships will be played in Tokyo November 13th and 14th. So that's what's going on in volleyball. We talked with Rick Squires at the start of the show today. Of course, UNK winning at Danbury last night, their home Friday and Saturday. Hastings College volleyball team is on the road to Concordia, and the second-ranked Nebraska volleyball team is at number 10, Texas, tonight. It's an 8 o'clock first serve, and you can catch all that on our sister station, the Brick. 94.5 FM with a pregame tonight at 7:50. So if you want to catch volleyball, that's the place to be. High school volleyball last night, they had over 1,000 fans in Lincoln for Pius and Grand Island Northwest, and what a match it was. Pius wins it in five sets. They were all close. Both teams scored in the 20s in all four of the first four sets, and then Pius wins it 15-13 in the fifth set, and that was the highlight from last night. So Grand Island Central Catholic completes an unbeaten season. Kearney Catholic picks up two more wins last night. Kearney High, you know, plays in the GNAC tournament, and good luck to all the parents of Kearney High volleyball kids, because you get to spend your Missouri Saturday afternoon in lovely Scotts Bluff, Nebraska for the GNAC tournament. Hastings and Kearney both going out there. So is Lexington. The Kearney volleyball team is ranked number one, or is the top seed, at least, in the tournament. We told you basketball season is just about ready to get underway. Hastings College starts this week. The National Wrestling Coaches Association preseason wrestling poll is out. Cornell is the number one team in the country. Boise State, they have more than football players. They are the number two team in the country. Then Oklahoma State, Minnesota, and Wisconsin round out the time. Oklahoma's 8th, Missouri 11th, Pittsburgh 14th, and Nebraska is 15th in the preseason wrestling poll. And Hastings College is also 15th in the NAIA preseason wrestling poll. All the guests on the Doug and Daddy Show, fed by our fine friends at Burger King. Don't forget to join the Breakfast Revolution. Try the BK Breakfast Ciabatta Club Sandwich with egg, sausage, bacon, cheese, and tomato. Breakfast served daily until 11 a.m. at Burger King. Two locations in Kearney, next to Walmart at 56th Street and 2nd Avenue, and near Kearney Cinema at 8th Street and 3rd Avenue. Also in Lexington, Cozad, and North Platte. Sean Callahan will join us on the Doug and Daddy Show when we come at Husker Lunch here at Cunningham's Journal. Stop by and join us. Have a great lunch. Talk some Husker football on this Wednesday.
I'm in the gym with some guys all 30 and older, asking them about the Charger Pack from Complete Nutrition.
My name's Brian. I'm 34. The Charger Pack helped me lose about 15 pounds. Really, I have more stamina than I did 5 years ago.
For guys 30 and older, the Charger Pack recharges your natural testosterone levels back to when you were young and peaking physically. The Charger Pack increases energy levels, and you'll lose fat around your midsection for a stronger core.
Charger Night, I've been taking that now for 6 months, and I've never slept better. I think just a combination of that Charger product really sets the tone for what I need.
Take it from these guys. If you're a male, 30 and older, and you want to naturally lean up and replenish your energy and stamina, get to Complete Nutrition and recharge with a Charger Pack.
Complete Nutrition is located in Kearney at 41st and 2nd Avenue, north of Sunmart. 338-1-FIT. That's 338-1348. Or CompleteNutrition.com.
Complete Nutrition.
It might have started as a little pebble hitting the windshield, and then you see it. A crack spreading right across your vision line. Well, B&B Glass Incorporated will fill your crack.
Wouldn't that be in poor taste?
You got a busted window? B&B will replace it. A chip? B&B will repair it. But that's not all. With B&B's Anytime Emergency Glass Service, anytime circumstances present you with a pain in the glass, call B&B Glass for tint, replacement, or repair.
B&B Glass, located at 922 Central in Kearney.
Nothing gets the heart pumping more than pulling a Master Angler bass or standing 20 yards away from a huge buck or even a boat full of college girls sitting in your new boat. But it all starts at the Boathouse in Grand Island. From live bait lures and boats to hunting decoys, scents, calls, and blinds, the Boathouse offers you the supplies to be successful this season. And don't forget, ask Tim about winterizing your boat. Stop into the Boathouse today, North Highway 281 in Grand Island, where the fun season never ends. When I told my buddies my starting quarterback in my fantasy league was going to be Matt Schaub, they all laughed. Well, me and my buddies went to Cunningham's Journal like we do every week, practically the ultimate place for sports fans. You can catch all your players on one of their bajillion screens, Husker football every week, awesome food and drink specials, and the beer so cold. Anyways, we're watching the game on the 10-foot screen. There was Matt Schaub tearing it up, threw for three touchdowns, even ran for one. And guess who's laughing now? So sports fans, there's only one place to be time and time again. That's Cunningham's Journal, downtown Kearney.
Look for windy conditions to persist as we have your day today. A wind advisory is in effect for west winds 30 to 35 miles per hour with highs near 54 degrees. From the Weather Eye Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Colin Witherow.
Right now, 52.
Doug and Daddy Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. To the Dent Popper inbox, I said earlier in the show, do you care that the NBA season started last night? Amber says, I care. The Lakers are 1-0, and the three Kings of Miami are 0-1, so some hatred there for the Heat and LeBron James. And a Laker fan, thanks for the email, Amber. You can do that to the Dent Popper inbox, Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com. Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com. Congratulations to Oklahoma State wide receiver Justin Blackman. He was arrested early yesterday morning on his way home from the Monday night football game. Wasn't bad enough. You go watch Dallas lose, but your buddy Dez Bryant has a big night. Then you get pulled over for going 92 and a 60. And Blackman, who leads the division football programs with 159 yards receiving per game, arrested for DUI. The Texas law, if you're under 20 and have any, or under 21 and have any trace of alcohol on you, you can be arrested for DUI. No comment from Coach Mike Gundy or from Justin Blackman, according to an Oklahoma State University spokesman. So keep your eye on that. That may, this kind of sounds like that may not be, outside of going 92 and a 60, the DUI part may not be him, you know, so maybe he had a beer. We'll see what happens there. Again, we told you Aaron Green is to make his announcement tonight on which school he's going to do out of San Antonio. He's making the announcement at his church at 7 o'clock. He's the brother of Husker defensive back Andrew Green. Nebraska, one of four schools, with Texas, Florida State, and Cal, that he is considering. So a big one there for the Husker recruiting class. High school football playoffs tomorrow. We've got you covered on our network of stations at 2:30 on 1230 KHAS. Hastings St. Cecilia will be taking on Bayard. Here on ESPN Radio, Kennesaw will be welcoming in Sand Hills Bedford, and that is going on at 3 o'clock on ESPN Radio. Also tomorrow, here on ESPN Radio, Kearney Catholic will be hosting Blue Hill. That at Miles Field is at 7 o'clock. And on Classic Hits 98.9, St. Paul will be at Minden, kickoff at 7 o'clock as well. So a lot of football. We'll also have updates from numerous other games in the tomorrow. Some of the early games, if you're looking to get an early game, an afternoon game, Bertrand is home against the Hayes Springs. Axtell is home at 5 o'clock against Garden County. Stewart is at Pleasanton at 5 o'clock. Those are a couple area games. That Bertrand game, as they host unbeaten Hayes Springs, an interesting first-round matchup, will kick off at Bertrand at 3 o'clock as well. So catch all those games. And then don't forget, on Classic Hits 98.9, coming up on Monday or on Friday, we will have the Carney game against Omaha Creighton Prep live from Foster Field. Tony Davis and I will have the call pregame at 6:30, kickoff at 7 from Foster Field on Friday night. So if you have a chance, go out and catch what should be some pretty good high school football all the way around these parts of the world. Sean Callahan of HuskersIllustrated.com with us at the Husker Lunch going on here in Kearney, and he is set to join us on the program today before he chats with the folks here, as he has been beating all the teams to be beaten around. And Sean, welcome back to Kearney, man. My first, how's it going? Everything okay?
I survived the wind. It was a mission to get here today.
Here's what I need to know from you right away, Sean Callahan. What was tougher, surviving the wind on the drive to Kearney or surviving Eskimo Joe's last Friday night?
Well, that's a good one. We had a three-hour wait to get our table there, but I did manage some cheese fries. So I would say the drive here was much tougher than a night at Eskimo Joe's.
Let's talk about the big news right now, the recruiting. First, tell us a little bit about this wide receiver that came out of Massachusetts.
Well, Tariq Allen, 6'3", 190, not a blazer speed-wise, 4'5", 840 guy. Kind of reminds you more in the mold of a Todd Peterson, Nate Swift. Rare that Nebraska gets a kid out of Massachusetts. You don't see them go into Boston very often and pull a recruit out like this in the Boston area. So this was their top receiver, one of the top guys they wanted. They needed a receiver in this class, and Tariq Allen was really the top guy they targeted.
Now tonight, Mr. Green makes his decision. Is he the kind of kid that is a family guy, wants to follow his brother, or is he the kind of kid that wants to be apart from his brother? How big of a part is the decision with his brother being here?
Well, I think everybody expects him to pick Nebraska, but I found comments very interesting. One of his teammates told a TV station in San Antonio that Green told them that he plans to shock the world with his decision tonight. What that means, I have no idea, but I can tell you that within Nebraska staff and locker room, Andrew Green has not said a word to anyone about anything. And he's not saying one way or the other what's going on. He's kept it really close to the vest. So those close around the Nebraska program haven't really even got a good idea for Andrew what his brother Aaron is going to do tonight at 6:30.
So if he shocked the world, would that mean he would make Husker fans mad by picking Texas? Or he would pick Cal, who nobody really would think he'd go to.
I don't think he'll pick Texas because he really hasn't even been there in the whole recruiting process. And they've got Malcolm Brown. He visited Florida State in September, And that's really it. I know Cal was somewhere he looked at one time, but Nebraska is always thought to have been the team. He was here just over a week ago for the Texas game for his official visit, and I think tonight everyone would be pretty surprised that it follows this if he does not pick Nebraska.
Sean Callahan of HuskersIllustrated.com joining us here on the Doug and Dan Show live at Cunningham's, where he'll be chatting with the folks as they continue to roll in. Stop by, join us for lunch. We've got some great food on hand, and whether you want some ribs or some French dip, brisket sandwiches, they've got pulled pork and pulled chicken as well. Stop by and get that somewhere between $5 and $6, depending on what you pick. Sean's going to talk about where the Huskers have been since he was last up here. In Kearney, it's been a while. We played Texas. We played Oklahoma State, Missouri. Is Nebraska that much better against Oklahoma State than they were against Texas? It appears that Texas sold their soul to beat Nebraska, as apparent by their Iowa State debacle last week. Your thoughts on what Nebraska team is the real Nebraska team?
Well, Oklahoma State had a much better offense than Texas. There's no doubt about it. I mean, they had the best running, I think, in the Big 12. A really underrated quarterback, Brandon Weeden, and Justin Black, a wide receiver that can run 93 miles an hour. You know, but that offense was really good, better than Texas's. The defense of Texas is what gave Nebraska problems. I just think it was a deal where both teams put a lot of stock in that game against Texas. Nebraska just mentally wasn't ready to play for whatever reason. And, you know, they lost that game. And I think you have to be encouraged, though. They bounced back on the road against a team with the offensive firepower of Oklahoma.
What about Missouri? They're showing that right now on ESPNU, just starting the kickoff return to start the football game. And Missouri, we talked with Gabe yesterday, Gabe Darman of Power Mizzou, Mizzou homer that he is. But, you know, he said, we weren't sure how good this team was until halftime of the Oklahoma game, then they prove that they appear to be a pretty good football team. Did they sell out their whole season for that win on Saturday, or are they maybe the best? He called it the most balanced, maybe not the best, but the most balanced Missouri team in maybe ever.
It's hard to say. I think this team continues to surprise people each week. Their first six wins, they really didn't beat anybody that impressively. Illinois was a decent team they beat. San Diego State, they almost lost that game. I think the A&M game where they beat them 30-9 in College Station caught everyone's attention, and they followed up and beat OU. So I do think the defense of this team is what impresses me. They've got a great offensive line, but they don't have the receivers, and they don't have the running back that they've had maybe in the past. Blaine Gabbert's an exceptional quarterback. I think a more talented quarterback, arm strength-wise, than Chase Daniel was. But I think it's the defense, offensive line, that makes this team better than maybe some of these other Missouri teams we've seen in the past.
I've watched play three, four games, not the whole games, but parts of games, most of the game against Oklahoma. You look at the stats, they're scoring 35 points a ball game, yet they don't have a kid that's rushing the ball for more than 50 yards a game, and their numbers don't seem to be that statistically impressive. How are they getting it done?
Defense. Their scoring defense is ranked, I believe, fifth in the country. I want to say Oklahoma and San Diego State are the only teams that have scored over 20 points. They just don't give up very many points, and they protect Blaine Gabbert. That is the key. And they give him time to make those throws. They have him back there 7 yards and shotgun. So they're, you can't really blitz him because he can see it a mile away coming at you. And I think the line has done a good job. The running game has been respectable enough. I mean, they ran for a lot of yards on the ground against Oklahoma. That's what surprised me, that they were able to run. I just don't know if Oklahoma is as good, though, as we've seen in the past. And this whole Big 12 really is a notch down from what we've seen in the past.
All right, you'll probably give your prediction here. This is the most worried I've been all year. The Texas thing didn't work out. We've talked about our predictions before. We kind of thought it'd be a high-scoring game last week. It got on the Alex Henry love fest yesterday at the press conference. I wonder if that's a precursor that Henry kicks a game-winning field goal on Saturday, that it'll be that close. Your thoughts?
Yeah, I like the matchup for Nebraska. I think the way Nebraska's defensive scheme is built, it's built to match up against this type of team. Missouri doesn't have a Kendall Hunter that's going to run the ball and give Nebraska problems like last week. I just think they have two very average running backs, very average wide receivers. I think the edge right there goes heavily to Nebraska's secondary and Levante David, a linebacker. As long as the front four can get some kind of pressure on Gabbert, I love Nebraska's defense in this matchup. The thing on offense I want to look for this week is, can Nebraska effectively run the ball? Missouri's front seven is going to shift it around a lot, cause Nebraska problems. They did it last year in Columbia. Can Rex Burkhead and Roy Helu complement Caleb Martinez and give Nebraska something on the ground this week?
All right, Sean, we'll let you get settled in here at Cunningham's and let the folks that are here know a lot more insights, and we'll get ready for that. We'll see you back in Lincoln on Saturday.
Hey, thanks, guys.
Thanks, Sean Callahan from HuskersIllustrated.com joining us on the Doug and Daddy Show, where we're ready to wrap things up. Daddy's going to be back in studio. He's finishing up his meetings down in Dallas with the Dallas Cowboys here the last 2 days, where he has promised me that things will change for the better. I don't know if Roy Williams and the boys are going to be able to get 10 straight wins to make the playoffs, like he said. We'll find out. Let's wrap things up, Merritt, unless you got something more for us today.
No, I think I just saw a cow go by the window and another one. Well,
it's
maybe
a little
that's
windy
the same
out there,
cow.
Folks. Batten down the hatches. It's supposed to be very nice, though, for high school football playoffs, so we'll do that tomorrow. That's going to wrap things up for our live portion of the Doug and Daddy Show here on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Still time to come down, enjoy lunch. Huskers until 1 here at Cunningham's Journal, where we're going to bunk in for the next few Wednesdays here on the Doug and Daddy Show. We want to thank UNK Volleyball Coach Rick Squires for joining us. As always, Bob Jensen from Huskerland Prep Report to preview the state football playoffs. John Callahan of HuskersIllustrated.com. Tomorrow, Joe DeMayo, FantasyPlayersEdge.com to answer your fantasy football questions. More on the high school football playoffs. A couple of coaches are going to be joining us. And Jay Christensen, defensive coordinator at Morningside, is going to join us. They have the number one defense in the NAIA. The former Loper is the defensive coordinator for Morningside, and they will host Hastings on Saturday. We'll chat with him as well. Thanks for joining us. Have a great day, everyone. The World Series tonight, Rangers and Giants here on ESPN.
You've been listening to a Doug and Daddy podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
Oh, darling, I feel like amazing.
Don't make me do that again.
Game. Hey.